Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, you ought to give God praise this morning just for waking you up this morning, clothed in your right mind. My name is Sister Diane. I am the host of Time to Talk About It, which was founded by none other than the late Apostle Gloria Porter. And we continue to thank each and every one of our listeners that listen on a continual basis. As you all know, we do start this broadcast off with prayer. So begin to draw your minds in and touch and agree with prayer today. You may have your personal prayer list that you can also lay hands on and begin to pray as well. Know that God hears prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person name by name, O God, and what they're in need of, Lord. And Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer, Lord Father, for others, Lord. But Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for hearing the prayers, Lord Father. And we know, Lord Father, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that you are about to answer and answering, Lord Father, as we pray, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for being loving, merciful, and forgiving, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for being a God of many chances, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, that we can come boldly before you, Lord Father. Most of all, Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for being mindful of us, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you, and we just glorify and lifting your name on high today, Lord Father. Father, touch the prayer lists, Lord Father, that are held before you, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree, Lord Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for moving right now, Lord. For Father, we know that you are the God that healeth thee, Lord Father, and we know, Lord Father, that you are that way maker, Lord Father. You are that provider, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, taking nothing and no one for granted, O God. We thank you, O God, how you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, Lord Father, being able to do, Lord Father, not just for ourselves, Lord Father, but for others as well. And we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord, that day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Hubert right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, how you brought him through the surgery, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for his healing process right now, Lord Father, as we continue to hold him before you, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for your strength right now, Lord Father. We thank you for your supernatural healing right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you continue to touch his wife as well, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen her, Lord Father, as she look after him as well, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Michael right now, Lord Father. Father, we're praying right now, oh God, for you to intervene on his behalf, Lord Father. You know what he's in need of, Lord Father. Father, touch whatever paperwork, Lord Father, needs to be touched right now, Lord Father. Touch the people right now, Lord Father, that is dealing with that paperwork right now in the name of Jesus, as we ask for favor right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kenya, Lord Father, that suffered that stroke, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for her body lining up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for touching every limb, every muscle, every blood cell right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for just moving on her behalf right now, Lord Father. Father, knowing that when we suffer a stroke or any sickness, Lord Father, illness, Lord Father, is never easy, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for just touching her and continually giving her the strength, oh God, that she needs within you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you faith, Lord Father, thanking you, Lord Father, for what you have done for her, doing for her, and about to do for her, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you and just glorifying you, Lord Father. We ask that you continue to touch her body from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. And Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to dispatch her warrior and minister angels to stand guard round about her right now, Lord Father. Father, everything that the enemy meant for her bad, Lord Father, we thank you, oh God, for turning it around for her good right now in the name of Jesus. For Father, we know, Lord Father, what you have done for her, Lord Father. Father, it was nobody but you right now that intervened on her behalf, Lord Father. So, Father, we ask that you continue to keep her covered under the blood, her going out and her coming in right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold those right now, Lord Father, that have some type of cancer right now, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Bobby that have throat cancer, Lord Father. Yamalette that have breast cancer, Lord Father. Spurgeon Walters that has lung cancer, Lord. TJ that has pancreas cancer, Lord. Father, Lisa, that have cancer right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you're bigger than cancer, Lord Father. You're bigger than any sickness or any disease, Lord Father. So, Father, as we come holding them before you right now, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your healing virtue, Lord Father. Father, give them peace right now within their minds right now, Lord Father, and those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord Father, that someone, Lord Father, intervene, Lord Father, and lead them right now to you in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them when they go through their surgeries, Lord Father. The chemo right now, Lord Father, knowing how much it takes out of them, Lord Father. But we thank you, oh God, for never leaving them nor forsaking them, Lord Father. We thank you right now, Lord Father, for being that God that healeth thee, Lord Father, if they can believe, Lord Father, and call upon your name in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We honor you and just glorify you, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kathy right now, Lord Father. Father, you know all that she has been through, Lord Father. The car accidents, Lord, the surgeries, Lord Father. Learning to do things back over again, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for her not giving up, Lord Father. And Father, even when it entered into her mind, Lord Father God, she called out to you, Lord Father. So we speak not only healing over her body, Lord Father, but we continue to speak strength right now in the name of Jesus, covering her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We speak supernatural strength, Lord. Father, touch right now, Lord Father. Continue, oh God, to encourage her right now, Lord, as you continue to speak to her, Lord Father. Letting her know, oh God, that you never left her nor forsake her, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we just glorify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Rudy right now, Lord Father, as we come against those blood clots right now. Father, we ask you to dry them up right now, Lord Father. Cast them out into outer darkness right now, oh God. We thank you, Lord Father, for the distance, Lord Father, that he can walk, Lord Father God, without a machine, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for strengthening his lungs, Lord Father God, strengthening his body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for where you have brought him from, Lord Father, and where you're going to take him, oh God. Father, we glorify and magnifying you right now, Lord Father, for you said by your stripes, Lord Father, we are healed, and healing is the children's bread, Lord. Father, we settle for nothing less right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Minister Dolores right now, Lord Father, as I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, touch her body right now, Lord Father. You know what she's in need of right now, Lord Father. Every pain, Lord Father. We ask you right now, Lord Father, to touch right now, Lord Father. Father, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, as we ask that you dispatch her healing angels, Lord Father, round about her right now, Lord Father. Father, she wore and intercede on others' behalf, Lord Father. So, Father, we ask that you keep that hedge of protection round about her, Lord Father. And, Father, we cancel every and any assignment, oh God, that was sent towards her, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Father, I hold before you, Lord Father, bonds, Lord Father. Plead the Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father, asking you to continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him, Lord Father. Continue to decrease him, Lord Father, as you continue to increase in him, Lord Father. And Father, as he open his mouth, Lord Father God, you speak through him, Lord. Use him in a mighty and a special way right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this radio broadcast, Lord Father, canceling every assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord. And Father, we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus as we decree and declare, Lord, healing, restoration right now, deliverance right now flowing through the airways, Lord Father. Father, the ears to hear and the heart to receive, oh God, the word as they come forth right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We say, Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, have your way right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thanking you and just glorifying you for this opportunity, oh God. Father, to just come forth on this broadcast, Lord Father, and let you have your perfect way. And Father, we settle for nothing less. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Trusting that you and all even got your prayer in. You prayed and just pray for someone today. Intervene on someone's behalf today. Know today that no man is your enemy, but every man is your teacher. Know that, and it don't take nothing for you to pray for someone. someone needs your prayer today, and if God laid upon your heart to pray, pray for that person. You don't have to know what they're going through. God knows what they're going through. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let me give you the word for today. Not everyone will have the heart you have. Not everyone will appreciate you and what you do for them. Sometimes it won't be easy having a kind heart in a cruel world. Be prepared. We'll read that for you again. Not everyone will have the heart you have. Not everyone will appreciate you and what you do for them. It won't be easy having a kind heart in a cruel world. Be prepared. So be prepared today, knowing that doesn't matter sometimes what you do for others, that they will do for you. So prepare your heart, prepare your mind. Don't be angry. Just keep on moving. But nevertheless, show hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just continue to just welcome you all to this broadcast. Please know that at any time you may be in the need of prayer, or you have a praise report or a question, just go ahead and hit that one button. Don't be afraid or ashamed. We serve an awesome God, and if you need prayer, you need prayer. If you have that praise report and you're bursting and you want the whole world to know what God has done, where he brought you from, you go right ahead. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Let me tell you, when God can bring you from out of the dumps to the from the worst possible point in your life to where you're at today, you ought to give God praise. You ought not to hold what he done for you, but share it with others, because you never know who is going through what you have been through. By your testimony alone, your testimony alone can help that person through. So never hold back where God brought you from. And when he says speak or witness to someone, don't hesitate. Go ahead and speak to that person, witness to that person. Always remember, cover yourself under the blood. We serve awesome and powerful God. Know who you are and who you belong to. Amen. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, as I come before you this day to bring forth your word, Lord Father, I ask you, O God, to decrease me as you increase in me, Lord. Father, you say, if I open my mouth, you speak for me, Lord Father. Speak through me, Lord. Father, I ask you, Lord Father, to use me this day, Lord. Father, give me the word that you want the people, Lord Father, to hear, Lord Father, what they're in need of right now, Lord. Father, use me as your vessel, Lord Father. Father, I glorify and I magnify you, Lord Father. So I ask you right now to show up and just show out. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. My topic today I'm going to talk about, because, hey, we can go anywhere at this point in time. And it'll be good if you just call in and participate. Just hit that one. Remember, hit the one. Okay, it says, my topic is to serve or be served. Which end are you on, or which end do you prefer to be on? See, serve means to perform duties or services for another person or organization. It says, presents food or drink to someone. And that's what serve is in the dictionary. So let's look at it today. Serve can also mean to give. To be served also means to receive. And, you know, in the Bible it says it's better to give than to receive. Sometimes, you know, we go out there as like we was talking in Bible study last night about the widow and widower and what the church supposed to be doing for those that are in need. Because, you know, back in the biblical early days, you know, the ones, the head, which is the man in the family, is gone, there is no way for, you know, that wife and the children, you know, to get anything, because he was, in today's world, you would say, the breadwinner of the family. He was the one that provided for the family. So when that is taken away, you know, we as the church, I'm not talking about the building, we as the body of Christ are to help. But when we look today, it's like we don't want to serve, you know, the widows today. You have many don't want to. They feel they don't have to. It's like they bypass. And when you look, because sometimes it gets upsetting when you call yourself a follower of Christ, but don't show forth the love of Christ to those that are in need. Granted, today, in this time, is you have to be careful. You have to be careful with the people that you come in contact with. That's why we ask God for the spirit of discernment. You are to, you see your brother or sister needs help. Why can't we just help without looking for anything in return? You help because that's the Christ within you. That's the God within you that you're doing. Why? Because God is love. And when you're serving with love. Anything that you do, whether you preach the word, you serving someone, whatever it is that you're doing, you do it with love. If you're doing it with ulterior motive or whatever may enter into your mind that I'm just going to do this, just to, you know, to get something back or to remind this person, do you remember, you know, what I did for you? You know, bringing it to their remembrance. Then you didn't do it in love. You didn't do it in the kindness of your heart. So you know what? Let's go ahead to Deuteronomy chapter 10, and we're going to go down starting from the 8th verse. It says, at the time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to lay and to bless in his name unto this day. Wherefore Levi had no part nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, according as the Lord thy God promised him. And I stayed in the mount according to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights, and the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also, and the Lord would not destroy thee. Mina, he's preparing now, he's long-suffering. And the Lord said unto me, arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. And now, Israel, what thou the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Stop right there just for a minute. God is telling you. He's telling them just like he is speaking to us today. Okay? The word says, the word says, and now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, and you can always, and now Diane, what the Lord thy God speak to yourself, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. How do we serve God? If he tell you to go out there and bless this person, give this person, matter of fact, you have a cabinet, a pantry full of food, and he tell you to put some food in a bag and take it over to such an such house. You being obedient to the word, and you going over there, and you're not going over there with no I'm not going to say TV camera, I'm going to say your cell phone with it on record, and saying, you know, this is what I'm doing for such and such, and then, you know, you put it on Facebook, social media, whatever, what it is that you're doing for someone. No, God asked you to do this. It should be within you to serve others. It should be within you. But we understand the world that we're living in today is not everybody like, you know, like I read earlier, the word for the day. Not everybody's going to think that way, or, you know, be obedient to serving, because this day everybody wants to be served but don't want to be served. See, when Jesus came, he knew his purpose, and he served. He served. Today we don't want to serve. Is gimme, gimme, gimme. Thank you, thank you. But know that when you serve, you give, and you're doing it with love, God is taking care of you. He is taking care of your need. He is taking care of the need of your loved one, that one that you're interceding for, that one that you want God to touch and give them a place to stay, bring them out of the cold. When you're serving, when you are serving, serve with a smile on your face. Know that your God is right there with you, no matter what situation you may be going through. Serve. Be always willing to serve. Trust that God within you. What is the benefit of serving others? You know, it helps others to feel good. You don't know what they're going through. It helps them. It encourages them. Just showing forth that love, it makes them feel good. It lets them know that, hey, I'm not out here by myself. You know, someone sees me. I'm not invisible. It brings a sense of belonging and reduces isolation. Again, you let that person know that they're not invisible. You see them. You see the need that they need. And you went and you helped. Serving, helping. You say it helps make the world a happier place and is contagious. And you hear the saying, pay it forward. Same thing we was talking about in Bible study last night. You paying it forward. You're being kind. You serving somebody. You helping. You see the need and you help. I have been in the situation where I have need. You had people around you that know that you needed, but you know what? They want you to come to them. And in this sense, it's not asking them, but they want you to beg them. And God in me, none of us are beggar. And that's why you ought to pray. And when you pray, he supply all your needs. All. And I say the more you do for others is the more you do for yourself. Again, like I just said, while you're taking care of what God tells you to do, he tells you to serve this person, your service. You go over that person may be in need of, you know, they can't cook because of, you know, they hurt themselves or whatever, and they can't. Maybe can't go around heat or whatever. So they are not privileged to a hot meal at this time. Service that they need for you to do. Can you go over and cook and serve them their food with a loving, kind heart? Or you always want to be that person on the receiving end, never wants to give, but want to be that person on the receiving end. You know, it's always, you know, bring this for me, bring that. You know, as long as they're giving you, it's okay. But when it's time for you to go out and serve, then it's like, you know, you don't want to do that for you. That's too much for you to do. You know, and I'm like, wow, when you look today, and yep, I'm going to talk about followers of Christ. Not every one of us walk in that path. And if we have, you know what, I know that we working on it to be in a better place, in a better standing in Christ. But we're going to talk about, you know, some of the leaders today. You know, your main purpose to serve your flock. Serve your flock. God made you the shepherd over his flock. And that's what you're supposed to do. How do you serve your flock? first you serve your flock by preaching the word of God, preparing them, giving them the knowledge. Today, you have some leaders that stand in the pulpit and it is all about the money. It's all about the money, what's coming in to the church. What about the people, your flock, that you're supposed to tend to, your sheep, that you're supposed to tend to? What about them? Are you seeing about the needs of your people? Some may just need prayer. Some may be in the need of, you know, being led to you because, come on now, we all know we can go to church religiously. Doesn't mean that we have a relationship with God. It has to take us down to that deepest, most worst place that you could imagine being, that you don't want to be no more, that you decide to accept Christ in your life. But leaders today, I'm like appalled at some of them, and you look, because they don't serve the people. And if you serve the people with the word, it's just the word that you're serving with. And even though you're standing and you're preaching the word, do you have that anointing and that power behind the word to reach the people in your flock today? Are you standing there under the anointing, giving what thus say the Lord to you? Or are you there to say, look at me and hear me preach? When we're serving the people, we see about their needs as well. Not just how many tithes they're, you know, paying into the ministry and, you know. No. See about the needs of your people. Serve your people as well. Because when it's all said and done, I don't care who you are, whether you be a leader or you a sheep, let me tell you something. When you stand before God and he bring everything back to your remembrance, what are you going to say? Are you going to say? We are to serve. Christ came. He served. He served. Even washing his disciples' feet and teach them how to do it. You see, there is nothing new under the sun. And when you go throughout, you know, the Bible, you will see. You will see who served, who had problems serving. So if it happened then, what makes you think it's not going to happen now? It said, by serving others, you feel useful, having a positive impact on someone else's lives. Remind you of the value you bring and give your life purpose. Feeling fulfilled makes you incredibly happy. Serving others open doors to solving your own problem. I don't know about you, but when I do something good for someone that you know that need uplifting or in need of help, you know, something, you feel good. You know, see, I think about with me doing this for someone, that someone will see a family member of mine, a friend of mine in need, and would do the same thing for them. That's how I look at it. Not necessarily for me, but someone else that in need. And y'all can tell me that y'all have done something good. And like I say, serving, that's what it is, doing something for someone else other than yourself, other than, you know, your family member. You know, you're just doing, you're blessing someone else. You're blessing someone else. You're serving them. You're giving them. I can tell you, I'm a giver, and I definitely don't mind serving. I don't mind serving, and I don't mind giving. So how much of y'all out there today that are listening, you know, have been, you figure that maybe God forgotten about you and, you know, you serving and you're like, well, Lord, you know, I'm serving, I'm doing your service, but hey, I'm still going through. Maybe that's what he wants you to do, go through. Because when you're going through, you're able to help someone else through. He may have you in a situation for a reason. And you never know who is praying and interceding on your behalf. You never know. You see, this broadcast, I am just happy for every man and woman that comes on this broadcast and serve us with God's word. Serve us. How are they serving us? They have prepared the food. God, you know, help them prepare the food. And when we sit there at that table, we're eating the word. We are eating the word. And I'm talking spiritually, so don't think I'm crazy. You know, you're eating the word. You're just feeding off of the word as it comes. A light bulb may come on and say, oh, wow. So that's what this scripture means. Or thank you, Lord, for answering my question that I asked in prayer time. He don't care who he used, who is available. He's going to use them to serve you. But do you have that heart to receive the word today? Do you have that ear to hear the word today? Do you, you know, the Bible says, don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word as well. Don't just hear the word. Go out and do what the word says. Serve. And when you're serving, you don't need your cell phone to go live or your cell phone to record. You have someone there saying, you know, hey, this is what I'm doing. No, you don't need none of that stuff, because you may be saying, well, you know, my family member, like I say, my family member, my friend or whatever is in need of something, and you're praying that they, you know what, you just got your reward right there. You got the praise that you want from the world. You got your reward. You don't have to worry about nothing else. And you didn't do it because that's what you wanted to do. You had the love and the compassion for that family that needed that food, that needed that shelter. You know, you didn't have the compassion for that. You just wanted the world to see what you was doing. That's all you wanted, and you got your rewards. You may not like it, but hey, that's it. That is it. God is awesome. He's a wonderful God. He gives us tools. And the greater one lives within us. So why? Why would we not operate in it? And another thing, can you serve your enemies? How do you beat your enemies when they come around to serving? Because, you know, you may see them out there need that glass of water or see they're in need of some type of help. Can you help them? Or would you walk past them and say, or you remember what you did to me? Or just walk by them like nothing, like you don't see them? It says they're hungry, you feed them. They need clothes, you clothe them. They need shelter, you shelter them. Can you do that? Can you serve your enemy knowing all what they have done to you? And bear in mind, your family could be the close, your enemy can be your family, the closest thing to you. But can you put away when God says, do this for them? Well, you're going to push back, all right? You're going to say, but God, they did this, they did that, and you want me to? Of course. And don't say, devil, get thee behind me. Because you know what? The devil ain't going to tell you to do nothing good. He is not going to tell you to do anything good. The devil is not going to tell you go and bless that family with some food or, you know, give that family a shelter. No. Nope. I know you all, I know one time on Facebook, I was scrolling through and I saw where this old lady had called into a radio station, you know, she needed some food and whatnot. And, you know, it was back and forth about, you know, the God, how, well, God said he can provide, you know, where is the food, you know. And I guess the radio announcer was the perceived as the devil. Well, just put the atheist. Don't believe in God. And the fact is they went and got the groceries and delivered it to her door. And they make it like, okay, they're the ones that, you know, brought the food. But you know what? Yeah, they did bring the food. But guess what? God used them to bring the food because she was in need. He did say he was going to provide, right? And he provided with the food. He don't care who he used. He can use your enemy to bring you that food. And they may look at it as like, you know, hey, where is your God? Guess what? He just supplied my needs. So remember, everything that the enemy meant for your bad, God gonna turn it around for your good if you believe. You know, serving times, yes, it gets difficult when you look at how you serve people. Some will take it for granted. Some will take advantage of it. You know, but let me tell you all something. Be encouraged. Be encouraged when you're serving those that don't appreciate. Be encouraged. Don't get weary, because we can get weary in serving. When you serve and it's not appreciative, and you will go, and you will go before God, and you will be like, well, God, you tell me to, you know, stand in God's word. Stand on his word, people. God's word will not return to him void, but it will accomplish what it sets out to do. Be that servant in Christ today. Those of you that are going into the churches, you know, because of COVID, you know, churches were shut down. Those that are back into, you know, the churches, you see a need in there. Help. We are one body. Help. Don't talk about someone because of how they are dressed. You don't know the situation. God may lay it upon your heart and tell you, you know what, you have so many clothes. How about, you know, and they're the same size. How about getting some clothes? And we ain't talking about clothes that are ripped up, have holes and stuff in them. How about giving them, blessing them? Their hair may be in need of washing, whatever, a shave, a cut. Serve today. Don't be judgmental. Leaders, pay attention to what your flock needs. Pay attention. I'm not saying all leaders, because it's not all leaders. Some people flock to the big church so that they can be, you know, they don't be called out. They're hiding. What you hiding from? You can't hide from God. You could go to the biggest church, the smallest church. I don't care. You could go to the farthest end of the world. You can't hide from God. And when he's ready for you, he's going to call you out. Trust and believe. He is going to call you out. To those of you that out there serving, be encouraged. Be not weary in your well-doing. For in due season you shall reap. And they all will look and want to know, but how? Because the blessings of God, you didn't do it to be seen. You didn't do it to be recognized. You was doing it unto God. You are doing it unto God. Remember, what you do for people, you are doing it unto God, not to them. We are called to serve. We are called to serve. Are you serving today? What is it that you are serving? Let's put it this way. What are you serving? Are you serving hatred or are you serving love? I don't know. But you know, I serve in love. In Galatians 5:13-14, it says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love thy neighbor as thyself. So if you love yourself so much that you can take care of yourself and you see your neighbor in need, can't you not? help your neighbor. See, time where, let's just say, that village raised the children. We came as one, as a unit. That's what I grew up seeing. Your neighbor can come to you and ask for a cup of milk, a cup of sugar, some rice, whatever you have. And that's what you do. You help them. You don't do it to talk about them. Because you see the need and they ask, because people are not going to ask you if they don't need. Okay? They look out for one another's children. If they know you went out of town, and I say out of town, but when you're in the from the island and you go to the mainland, which, of course, we call the States, you know, when you go there and they know that you're not there, then look and make sure that your house is not breaking into and all of that stuff. That's their service that they're doing. They look after the children in the neighborhood. They help the children with their homework. You have cookouts. You have everything. They come together as one, serving one another. Serving one another. But today, we are very selective on who we serve. We are selective on who we serve. Do you think that is of God? No, it's not. It's not of God. Today, why can't we come together and serve? You know, I'm sorry that I didn't get the opportunity. I did have it, but because of circumstances, I couldn't, you know, go and feed, you know, those that are in need. That, you know, just to do that, see the faces of those that are, you know, receiving the food. That could be the only meal that they're eating for the day. That could be the only meal that they have within the past couple of days. But to see the peace, you know, the smile, and you know, they're grateful that somebody remembered them. Even if it's just for that moment, some of us don't even care to help those less fortunate. In the ministry, I remember, you know, we blessed the school with turkeys and, you know, stuff for Thanksgiving, because many children, their meal is right there at school. That's it. Because the parents is working. That's the hot meal that they have. You don't know what's going on in their home. Their parents just have enough to keep that roof over their head and pay the bill. And I just like the fact that you can bring some kind of peace. You can bring, you know, some kind of joy to a family. Because during that time, I know you all know, during Thanksgiving break or Christmas break, you know, you don't know if that family have enough food on the table. And, you know, many parents, they will make sure that the children have the food. And they will go to sleep hungry. Others, trust me, and you're doing it with love, it's a blessing. It is a blessing, people. Don't worry what people may say. Because you serve others. And I know many of you on this broadcast have served others. You know, that I dare to even serve. Or you have been in that situation where you was on the receiving end because you had nothing to eat and you was being served. And as you get your strength from being served, you was able to get up and serve others as well. You was not selfish. You wasn't selfish in your receiving. You're not that person that, you know, always want but never want to give. You was in that place where you couldn't give. You couldn't give what you wanted to give. But you know what? Even a kind word to someone else, encouraging them, whatever, you are doing God's service. You are doing his service. Ask God, thank you every day for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind, being able to do not just for myself, but for others as well. And that is real talk. Be about God's business. He will be about yours. He is going to be about yours. Time is winding up. Time is at hand. Our Creator is just a breath away. Seek him now. Don't wait till later. Because later is not promised to us. Be obedient to God's word today. And know that when you serve others, the blessings will come. The blessings will come. Whatsoever you sow, so shall you reap. Sow lovingly, and you shall reap lovingly. Sow with a wicked heart, and you shall reap a wicked heart. Be a servant of God today. Just say, Lord, what do you want me to do for you today? Guide me. Not all about, Lord, I need this, I need that. Lord, what can I do for you today? Do that. And if he tell you, just praise him, just praise him. If he tell you to go to such and such place and stand with a sign in your hand, whatever he asks you to do, do. He said, bless this person, bless this person. So we entertain strangers, angels, Do you know who you're entertaining today? That person that you're feeding, that person that you're in there cleaning their house, that person that, you know, you see need prayer or ask for prayer. You don't know. You don't know if that's one of God's angels. You don't know, but were you obedient enough to do what God said? To go and serve this person, to go buy something for that person. Were you obedient? You may just lose your blessing. You may be looking for that house and God tell you to go and buy something for this person's house because they're in need of it. You'll be like, not me. And there you go, miss your blessing. That could be the very person that is blessing you with a house. That could be that very person that's blessing you with a job. But because you refuse, you miss your blessing. I have had people down from Apostle Porter go down. Tell me, I don't know how to receive. And it's true, people. I don't know how to receive. I'm learning. I'm learning. You give. And when anyone come to bless me, I would say, you know, it's okay. You don't have to. You know, I'm okay. I'm fine. I have had prophets came to my life about that. You give, just like you give, and you give out the kindness of your heart. You give because that's who you are. You don't do it for no praise, no glory. God bless you. People, it's not always financial blessings because that's all people look on. Financial money blessings. What about you're sick and you're in need of healing? What about being blessed with the healing of your body? I'm learning to receive. And if you know that you're a giver and that's who you are, I'm going to tell you, learn to receive and don't block that other person blessing when God tells them to do this or do that for you. And I know many on this line here so can tell you, yep, that's her. We serve an awesome God, and he's mindful of you too. He is mindful of what you do for him, for the love of him you're doing. So when you do something for someone and they take it for granted, and you begin to feel discouraged, just remember that God got you. He got you. He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. Be that giver that God wants you to be. Serve him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. Serve him. Doesn't want no matter what nobody say about you serving God and doing what God tell you to do, because you're going to have plenty of haters out there because you're doing what God tell you to do. Don't worry about them. Your concern should be what God think about you, and are you doing God's business? You serving and worshiping the true and living God. Serving today, people. He is the one that keeps you in the ark of safety. He is the one that fights against those that fight against you. He is the one that says he will lift up that standard against them. When you're doing God's work, let me tell you, when he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm, bear in mind, you are one of his anointed. You are one of his anointed. So stand up today and serve. Stand up today and be that servant that God wants you to be. Serve people with the love and the respect. Serve people with the kindness that you want for yourself, that you want for your children. God loves us so much that it doesn't matter if we can come before him. Need a priest. We don't need to, you know, have a burnt offering. We can go before him. So be that light today in someone's darkness. What are you serving with a smile, a hug, an encouraging word? You know, your service, your finances. Do it with the love of God today. Do it with the love of God. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We just bless your holy name, Lord. Father, we thank you today that the word may have touched someone. Someone today, Lord, Father, that they may be encouraged, Lord, Father, and continually, Lord, Father, to serve in your name. Serve with love and kindness, Lord. Father, with that joy, Lord, Father, knowing that they're doing it unto you, but not who, Lord, Father, they are looking at, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for the many blessings, Lord, Father, that you will bestow upon them, Lord, Father, for just being obedient, O God, to your word, Lord. Father, touch our listeners right now, Lord, Father. Father, you know all that they're in need of, Lord. Father, some really needs to be encouraged, Lord. So touch that person today, Lord. Letting them know that you have never left them nor forsaken them, Lord, Father. But you are right there, Lord, Father, going through with them, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you right now for this broadcast, Lord, Father, for them just even tuning in to hear your word, Lord. Father, let them go out, Lord, Father, and do your will today, Lord, Father. And Father, we thank you for fighting against those that are fighting against them, Lord, Father. Father, as we dispatch their warring and minister angels to go out before them, Lord, Father, standing guard round about them, shielding and protecting them, Lord, Father. Father God, let them, Lord, Father, continue to call upon you like never before and continue to be your servant, Lord, Father. Father, knowing, O God, that we cannot get the gift without the giver, Lord, Father. And Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Again, for those of you that have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast again, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and click on the link and listen to the broadcast. And trust and believe, as soon as that broadcast is finished, you're going to hear another broadcast and another broadcast. If you just want to be filled with the word, all you got to do is just click on the link and you will hear it until you decide to end it. Okay? You might want to share it with a friend today. Go ahead and do so. Don't be selfish. You know, don't be greedy. When you hear something that you know can bless others, share it today. You know, we thank all those that continue to support this radio broadcast. For those of you that would like to continue to support this broadcast, would like to support this broadcast, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com, logionint@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. And that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live service. Yes, our Facebook Live service every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't feel left out if you don't have Facebook. You can also call us on that conference line, 712-832-7144, code 3333#, and you can join in on the service as well and hear the word. You might want to tell a friend, go ahead, share it. That's every Sunday at 1 p.m. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., we have Bible talk. So come on, you may have a question that, you know, you may need to ask. You're learning, you know. Come on, join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. So till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, a peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it.
Let go.
Let go.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.
Let go.